Formal or informal English in IELTS Writing Task 1. General. The answer is simple. It all depends on who the letter is for. Informal for friends and family. Formal for people you don't know or with authority. Understanding the difference between formal and informal English is crucial when writing a Task 1 general training letter for IELTS, as the style and tone you use can significantly impact your score. Depending on the letter's purpose and recipient, you need to adapt your language to demonstrate a range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. Here's a breakdown of the importance of distinguishing between formal and informal English, along with examples. Formal English. Formal English is generally used for professional or academic purposes and when addressing someone with authority or a higher social status. It is characterized by proper grammar, a neutral tone, and the use of sophisticated vocabulary. Example, invitation letter to a lecturer. Dear Dr. Smith, I am writing to extend an invitation for you to be the speaker at our upcoming academic conference. Informal English. Informal English is used in casual, everyday conversations and when writing to friends or family members. It is more relaxed, personal, and conversational, often involving the use of contractions, e.g., I'm, your, colloquial expressions, e.g., to tell you about, and a friendly tone. Example, letter to a friend. Hey, Sam, how's it going? I'm really excited to tell you about this awesome new restaurant I discovered in town last week. Formal versus informal language. Greetings. Informal letters use dear, sir, madam, or to whom it may concern if you don't know the recipient's name. For informal letters, greetings can be casual, like hi or hello. Tone. Formal letters maintain a polite and respectful tone, while informal letters allow for a more relaxed and friendly style. Vocabulary. Formal language uses precise and sophisticated words, whereas informal language can include slang or colloquial expressions. For instance, a formal letter might use inquire, while an informal letter would use ask. Contractions. Contractions are generally avoided in formal letters, so use full forms like cannot instead of can't. In informal letters, contractions are commonly used for a more conversational style. Closing. Formal letters usually end with yours sincerely or sincerely, followed by your name. Informal letters can close with expressions like take care or see you soon. Avoid these mistakes. Some common mistakes candidates make when choosing between formal and informal expressions in IELTS writing task. One general training include inappropriate greetings and closings, using hey or hi to address a recipient in a formal letter, such as a job application or a complaint to a service provider. Closing a formal letter with phrases like take care or catch you later, instead of more appropriate formal expressions like sincerely or yours faithfully. Using slang or texting abbreviations, including informal colloquial language or texting abbreviations in formal letters, can be inappropriate. For example, using ASAP instead of as soon as possible or LOL instead of expressing amusement in a more formal manner. Inconsistent tone. Mixing formal and informal language within the same letter can create an inconsistent tone and confuse the reader. Candidates should choose a style that suits the purpose and recipient of the letter and maintain it throughout. Improper use of contractions. Using contractions in formal letters can give the impression of being too casual or unprofessional. It's important to spell out words in full in formal contexts, such as using cannot instead of can't. Incorrect use of idiomatic expressions. Incorrectly using idioms or expressions that don't fit the context can confuse the reader and affect the letter's clarity. Addressing the recipient improperly. Not using the recipient's proper title or name in a formal letter can be seen as disrespectful. For instance, addressing a recipient as Mr. John Smith instead of Dear Mr. Smith in a formal context. By avoiding these mistakes and adjusting their language based on the recipient and purpose, candidates can ensure their IELTS general training task one letters are clear, appropriate, and effective. In conclusion, knowing the distinction between formal and informal English is essential for successfully completing Task 1 General Training Letters. By using appropriate language, you can demonstrate your linguistic range and ability to adapt your writing style based on context. Led by experienced instructors, classes at IFI provide a supportive learning environment, emphasizing individual growth and success. To ensure convenience and flexibility, we offer both online and offline courses, allowing candidates to learn at their own pace. Additionally, IFI provides practice materials, mock tests, and personalized feedback to help candidates identify their strengths and areas for improvement. To explore our diverse range of IELTS courses and discover the perfect fit for your needs, click here to learn more.